Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I am Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspects of gardening. It's about how we help you with your garden needs. Wow. Raining out, cool with the temperature, which is in the 46 degree range. We had 0.87 inches of rain, which is really nice. Hope all of you are getting rain and stay safe. Interesting that this came up about aloe vera plants. I have several plants and many of them have pups growing. You ask, what are pups? Aloe vera pups are small aloe vera plants that grow from the base of the mother plant. They are essentially clones of the mother plant and share its root system until they grow large enough to develop their own roots. Pups are the offset or offshoots of a fully grown aloe vera plant and can be found emerging from the base of the parent plant. Aloe vera is a succulent plant of the genus Aloe. The plant is stemless or short-stemmed with thick, greenish, fleshy leaves that fan out from the plant's central stem. The margin of the leaf is serrated with small teeth. How to care for it? Lighting. Place in bright, indirect sunlight or artificial light. A western or southern window is ideal. Aloe vera that's kept in low light often grows laggy. Aloe vera does best in temperatures between 55 and 80. The temperatures of most homes and apartments are ideal. From May to September, you can bring your plants outdoors without any problems, but do bring them back indoors in the evening if nights are cold. Fertilize sparingly, no more than once a month, and only in the spring and summer, with a balanced houseplant formula mixture of hat strength. Watering is the most challenging part of keeping aloe vera healthy, but certainly not rocket science. The aloe vera is a succulent plant accustomed to arid environments, but its thick leaves still need sufficient water. Water aloe vera plants deeply, but infrequently. In other words, the soil should feel moist after watering, but should be allowed to dry it out to some extent before you water again. If the soil stays overly wet, the plant roots can rot. To ensure you're not overwatering your plant, allow the top third of the potting soil to dry out between waterings. For example, if your plant is kept in 6 inches of potting soil, allow the top 2 inches to dry out before watering again. Use your finger to test the dryness of the soil. Generally speaking, plan to water your aloe vera plant about every 2 to 3 weeks in the spring and summer, and even more sparingly during the fall and winter. One rule of thumb for fall and winter watering is to roughly double the time between watering compared to your summer watering schedule. In other words, if you water every 2 weeks in summer, water every 4 weeks in winter. When watering, some excess water may run out of the bottom of the pot. Let the pot sit in that water so the soil absorbs as much as possible. Wait 10 to 15 minutes, then dump out any remaining water. Mature aloe vera plants often produce offsets, plantlets, pups, or babies that can remove to produce an entirely new plant, a clone of the mother plant technically. Find where the offsets are attached to the mother plant and separate them using a pruning shears, scissors, or a sharp knife. Leave at least 1 inch of stem on the offset. Allow the offset to be set out of the soil for several days. This leaves the offsets form a callus over the cut, which helps to protect it from rot. Keep the offsets in a warm location with indirect light during this time. Once the offsets have formed calluses, pot them. Put the newly potted pups in a sunny location. Wait at least 1 week to water and keep the soil on the dry side. To make sure the aloe vera plant's soothing properties, remove a mature leaf from the plant and cut it lengthwise. Squeeze the gel out of the leaf and apply it to your burn, or lay the open leaf gel side down on top of the affected area. Do not ingest the gel as it causes nausea and other unpleasant symptoms. Aloe vera will decorate a kitchen shelf with quiet grace when doing double duty as a self-regenerating first aid kit. One of aloe vera's most famous uses is to soothe sunburnt skin, and it can also be used for coleslaws. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's garage. If you do know of some work you'd like him to do for you, just give us a call or stop in. Larry has spots open for appointments, so if you need any work done, he's still working and open, so give him a call at 641-794-3337. Thanks, and stay well. This next part of the radio show, sharing message, I've done for over 26 years. Thanks to all they tell me, they hear me on the radio, and they enjoy the messages. You know I'm only the messenger in all this, in my message and my work in the greenhouse. It's the Lord's hand in all of it. It is His work through me. Bible verse is Ephesians 6:18. Pray at all times in the Spirit with all. To that end, keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance. interceding in behalf of all the saints. Prayer without ceasing. To pray at all times is to pray without ceasing. But how do we do that? We do it by keeping an attitude of thankfulness and total dependence upon God as we go about our everyday lives, turning our thoughts toward Him in the midst of doing all the things we have to do. I believe that God really wants us to live a lifestyle of prayer, and that He wants to help us stop thinking about prayer as an event and begin to see it as a way of life, as an internal activity that undergrades everything else we do. He wants us to talk to Him and listen to Him continually, to pray our way through every day with our hearts connected to His. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I'm so grateful that You're always available. I can call on You in prayer all throughout the day. I never get a busy signal. Help me grow in prayer and let it be one of the greatest enjoyments in my life. In Your name we pray, amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty.